I'm Rick Lambert, and welcome to the long-haired version of the Smarketing Show. Just so you know, before we went on the air today, my co-host Cheryl and our awesome guest Susan Regeer, who you're going to love on today's show, both complaining about longer hair, and I said, get over it, okay? Anyway, we're going to talk about today four marketing mistakes that Susan's going to share with you. She's an awesome expert in marketing, copywriter, digital strategist, business coach. And I know, Cheryl, you and I, we don't make marketing mistakes ever. So it'll be hard for us, or maybe good for us, to listen to what other people are doing, right?
That's why we had to bring Susan in, because we have no idea how to tackle this topic. Welcome, Susan, and thank you so much for joining us from your house virtually today. Four biggest mistakes that companies make that drive their customers away. And let's first start with a conversation around getting into the conversation and the importance of that for businesses.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here, Rick and Cheryl, especially with an award-winning, great, like Rick with the 2020 Difference Maker. Congratulations. That's just awesome. And I'm privileged to be here. Yay. The first mistake is really about not getting into the conversation in your prospect's head, because you're thinking about everything that you're trying to sell. And that's whether you're face-to-face, whether you're marketing online or handing out a brochure. If you're not thinking about what's going on in your prospect's mind, what's their issues, then you are falling flat. So think about it like this way. Nobody wants to buy sales training, but they do want to be a top sales performer. They want to be able to close the sales. But the sales training is not something that they're looking to buy. They want the results. So you've got to think about what the results that your product or services give.
So what you're saying is people may not want to buy the exercise equipment. They want to buy a body like this. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Right. When you can have that body, who wants to have a workout machine there?
All right.
Susan, your next point is around creating a market dominating position. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, too many people are talking about the same points as everybody else, the same old cliches, and they're not really standing apart on how they are different. And I've got a really good example from a radio ad on our local radio station that was played over and over recently. Total waste of time. It was an interview style, and the DJ first said to them, "What makes you different?" And I thought, finally, they're going to really get into the nuts and bolts and really share what makes them stand out. And this was their answer. "We have excellent customer service, and we answer our phones when you call." Now, of course, everybody should have excellent customer service. Everybody should answer the call. That does not make you stand out. They're overused cliches. You've got to find that point of differentiation. Could be a proprietary system. It could be in a customer story, something that you've done to help others, and use that to stand apart.
I know that commercial exactly. I could probably sing the jingle for you right now. it's a hard conversation to have with customers sometimes when you ask them, you know, what we define as a value proposition, that one thing that makes you a little bit different. And most people jump to, it's our customer service. But I keep saying, and Rick keeps saying, and with our customers, is you got to dig a little bit deeper than that. And you really got to separate yourself more. And it's a difficult thing, I think, for businesses to do.
Well, here's when we do our sales training events, because some people do buy sales training, I ask the salespeople, the B2B salespeople, I say, okay, look, here's a flip chart, go around the room, and those of you that have been to my events, you know where I'm going here. And I ask them to list out the 10 reasons why someone would buy from them, okay? And inevitably, customer service, all those great things. And you know what else is on the list all the time? Me. People buy because of me. And I say, okay, guys, let's take a look at the list and let's stroke out those things that arguably your competition could say the exact same thing. And you know what? They pretty much stroke them all, of course, except for you. And I would argue that unless you think the competition have absolute buffoons working for them, is it possible that their people could be likable, credible, trustworthy as well? And so your point is very true, Susan. Like, people need to be able to explain why you, and not enough people can do it.
Mm-hmm. Another point, Susan, that I think is really interesting that you're going to talk about is, you know, a lot of businesses discuss a little bit too much about their process to get to the end product or end service, and they spend less time, you know, discussing what it is that will happen afterwards.
Yeah, and that overwhelms people when you're going into so much detail about what it is that you do and not talking about the outcomes. It absolutely overwhelms them. One of my business coaches years ago shared this great analogy about the magic room. And that magic room, if you consider yourself in the room that you're in now, that's where all the magic happens, that you do whatever it is that you do. But the prospects don't care about that. They look on the outside of the room, and you've got to give them a great headline, if you want to call it that, above that door, on why they would want to come into the room and go out the other side feeling so much better. That's the benefits. So you want to grab their attention and what it is that's going to happen when they've gone through your magic room, and leave all of that magic to be unknown. Leave it magical.
And your last point, Susan, that's fantastic. The last point, which I think is hilarious, is have a call to action that isn't call me. You mean that's not a call to action?
That's not really a call to action. If they're already overwhelmed, depending on what they're doing, and you're asking them to pick up the phone to call you, that can be daunting. But if you can give them a low risk or no risk reason to take that next step. And that's where, if you've got an opt-in and you can give them something of value, and that's key. It has to be of value to them, whether that's a free training series, it could be an ebook, it could be just a checklist, whatever it is that's suitable for your customers, that they can take that, get to know that you really understand your stuff and that you can really help them. That's going to make it easier. And it's, they don't have to worry about talking to you face to, you know, right off the bat, face to face or over the phone. But they can take that next step easily.
So those of you watching right now, when my first book comes out, Selling B2B to Win, I want you to know that Susan has been instrumental in helping me write it. And I did not know Susan before, but I found her on LinkedIn. And exactly what she's talking about, you should follow Susan Regeer if you're not right now. Great post. She has a lot of video, good practical content. And that attracted me to Susan as a copywriter to help me do what I needed, right, to get the book done. And so it's so true that I think there's a lot of push messages, and Cheryl and I talk about that now, that I think people are moving away from, but some don't get it. Anyway, great points.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Susan. And congratulations again to you, Rick, on the Difference Maker Award.
Hey, listen, I was trying at the beginning to say, you know, I get enough flack on the side about my trophies. What are we going to do when we bring the big one in? I don't know if the door's big enough. And by the way, before we go, for all any of you old school people, call me, okay? Call me. Get it.
Don't forget to like us, subscribe to our channel, make any comments on any of these videos that you've seen, and any suggestions. You can also email us, engage@intucommunications.com. Thank you again, Susan. Congratulations again, Rick. Hope everyone's doing well, and we'll see you next week.
Great to have you on, Susan. Follow Susan Regeer. Get on it.
Thank you so much.